here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 25th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Brian Moore, born in Belfast, 1921. Not many people have heard of or read him, but he's considered by critics to be one of the most influential novelists of the 20th century. Three of his books shortlisted for the Booker Prize. When he died a decade ago in Malibu, his obituary in the LA Weekly began, "The most accomplished and least fashionable writer in Los Angeles died last week." One of nine children born into a devout Catholic family, Belfast, he grew up, quickly rejected the teachings of Catholicism, continued to write about them for the rest of his life. Several of the books banned by the Catholic Church. The novelist Graham Greene called Brian Moore his own favorite living novelist. He said each book of his is dangerous, unpredictable, and amusing. He treats the novel as a trainer treats a wild beast. Brian Moore left Ireland after World War II, worked for the UN in Poland, moved to Canada, worked for a newspaper in Montreal, wrote some thriller novels, and in 1952, he left the newspaper to concentrate on writing full-time. First book under his own name, rejected by 12 different publishers in this country, came out in 1955, The Lonely Passion of Judith Hearn, and won all sorts of prizes. Still considered one of his very best, The Lonely Passion of Judith Hearn, taking place in Belfast, about an unmarried, alcoholic, aging Catholic woman and her search for love. Brian Moore later said, "I was very lonely. I had almost no friends. I'd given up my beliefs, was earning no money, and I didn't see much of a future, so I could identify with a dipsomaniac, isolated spinster." In 1966, he moved to California, where he lived for the rest of his life. Some of his books were adapted into Hollywood movies, and he wrote some screenplays, too. Wrote the screenplay for the Alfred Hitchcock movie Torn Curtain. He said the job was awful, like washing floors. But out of it all, he was able to do an uncanny impersonation of Hitchcock. Brian Moore, who said, "I wrote books to keep me interested, and I write the next book because I'm happy when I'm doing it." He wrote several novels from the narrative viewpoint of a female character. The Luck of Ginger Coffee, I Am Mary Dunn, The Temptation of Eileen Hughes, and others. And it's the birthday of the novelist Martin Amis, born in Oxford, 1949, the son of the famous novelist Kingsley Amis. Martin Amis said that having a famous writer as a father made it easier to get published. He said, "That's the deal. After that, you're on your own. You're just another idiot out there who is going to get plucked to death like anyone else." Here's a poem for today by Jennifer Ray Vernon entitled Blackberry Pie. "Is kernels of juice blue, Mom makes it do magic heat to vanilla ice cream, purple dream. There were many nice things, the corduroy pinafore, the daily notes in lunch sack of a smiley face and curly Q hair, your mama loves you, and do great with a thermos of homemade soup. Dad, too, he rocked me on front porch after 7 yellow jacket stings. I howled through the valley in baking soda paste while he sang in the big rock candy mountain. But just like Grandma Vernon always said, don't bother doing anything nice for your children. They'll only remember the bad things anyway. Like when she tethered my dad to the front yard tree so he could play when she was at work. Was that bad? A ruined childhood? Bless her heart. And pie, too, is sometimes tart." Blackberry Pie, a poem by Jennifer Ray Vernon, from Rock Candy, published by West End Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.